Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So we had a fun time talking about these Master Gardener tours.
Sure.
They're actually happening, matter of fact, this afternoon into the early evening. So if you're interested in taking a peek or a look, we're actually going to have Master Gardeners leading those tours and also answering any questions. And you can always contact us to get signed up at the Warren County Extension Office. But today, Chris, I'm excited that we're talking about another program that you all here in the Mammoth Cave area are also offering, and it's a Farming 101 program.
Yeah, we've got a lot of folks that are new to agriculture because either they have moved back here, and I didn't say young, I didn't say inexperienced, I said they were new to agriculture.
That's right, good point.
Because we've got a lot of folks that have... Maybe the pandemic has shown them that they want to
explore other options.
Explore other options, raise more of their own food, okay? Or maybe the pandemic has shown them that they want to move out of the city and move into a more rural environment. We've got lots of people that are retiring and coming back to the family farm. So for whatever reason, we've got a lot of people returning to the farms. Now, we've identified, when I say we, I say the Mammoth Cave Area Ag Agents, we have identified that we need to put together some programs out there to kind of just help you get started.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of questions, especially when
there
you're
is.
Kind of newer to that area.
Right. And what we've got is we've got a four-part Zoom series, which means you can do this right from the comfort of your own recliner. Which is actually where I do these Zoom meetings, Kristen, in my recliner.
It's nice to have that option, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
yes.
when we do these Zoom meetings at night, folks, and if I'm on there, I'm sitting in my recliner. I mean, it's what we do. A lot of prep work beforehand.
Oh,
but
yes.
Anyway, we've got this Farming 101. It's October 26th, which is tonight. Okay, all right. We've got November 2nd, November 9th, and November 16th. So it's going to come happen here pretty quick. And we're going to talk about things like basic equipment that you need. We're going to talk about things about where we can find some resources.
Good point.
People call all the time and go, I got 10 acres. What can I do with it? Well, we're going to talk about possible enterprises. All right. Maybe it's cut flowers. Maybe it's bees. Maybe it's pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's whatever. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about a couple of things about safety as well, okay?
That's always important.
Yeah. If we really start breaking things down, you know, forestry and agriculture are the two most dangerous jobs. And people will say, well, maybe it's fishing, and it may be too. I'm talking about commercial fishing, not.
Yes. Yeah. Not just the leisurely fishing.
Not like farm pond fishing. No. Okay.
Yes.
And Kristen didn't laugh about that nearly as much as I thought she would. But anyway, we're going to cover those kind of things. But you know, I've seen people get hurt. You know, they move to the rural environment, they get a tractor, they get a chainsaw, they get an ATV, and really don't have that experience
there
with that. Okay. So we definitely need to talk about some safety, but. You know, I think that people can very easily, Kristen, and we have both seen this, when they get involved in any business, especially agriculture and horticulture, they get overwhelmed. Because even when you think you've got a handle on everything, then the weather changes. Okay? So especially for some people that are coming out of industry, that are really used to being in control. Agriculture can be very, very troubling at times because you can't control the weather. All right.
Exactly.
And you know, of course, there's other things you can do. Say, Chris, we could get a high tunnel. Chris, we can get a greenhouse. And you know people, and I know people, that got high tunnels and absolutely have no idea what to do with them.
Yes. Yes. They just don't have that.
They don't have that. They don't have the, you know, they just don't know what to do. Somebody says, well, you don't have to worry about the frost and the high tunnel. Kristen, would you say that growing something in a high tunnel is 10 times harder than growing it outside?
I think so.
I think so, too.
It's kind of challenging.
It's really challenging. So, you know, and we want to talk about all these different things with the folks. Folks, it's a program real easy to register for, just like we've talked about in the past. Call your extension office. Tell them you're interested in the Farming 101 program. We'll get you hooked up.
That's right. Chris, thank you again for talking about the Farming 101 program. And again, if you're interested, make sure to contact your local extension office. Make sure you tune back in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. Brought to you by our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.